You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Now we're going to head a little farther down the California coast. Over the weekend, experts and enthusiasts from all over the country met in Carmel to discuss the state of the monarch. And no, they weren't discussing the shocking news that Prince Harry and Meghan are stepping back from royal life. They were talking about monarch butterflies, whose numbers have been in a steep decline over the last couple of years. And here to give us a report back from the summit is KALW science reporter Marissa Ortega Welch. Hey, Marissa.
Hi, Hannah.
Hi. So, Marissa, the monarchs are these big, beautiful orange and black butterflies. I'm a little biased because my kid's school mascot is the monarch.
Oh.
Go Delane Easton Monarchs. But you tell us about them.
That's amazing. So for the most part, monarchs on the East Coast migrate down to Mexico, and then monarchs on the West Coast spend their time inland up north, and then they migrate down to California in the winter to spend the winter here because it's warmer. Mm-hmm. And people love going to see them at places like Natural Bridges in Santa Cruz or the Pacific Grove Sanctuary near Monterey or at parks around San Francisco and the East Bay, maybe some parks near your kiddo's school.
Mm-hmm. And so you are our resident monarch reporter. Can you give us the backstory? What's been happening to them?
Right. So to remind people, their numbers have been in decline since the 80s. But listeners might remember that last year, the monarchs in California made the news because they had a really steep decline in their population. Mm-hmm. Scientists had gotten together and said, okay, well, what would be the number below which, you know, monarch populations might not be able to bounce back from, like the number below which they might go extinct? Mm-hmm. And they came up with this number, 30,000.
Okay.
And last year, the Western population dropped below that number.
Okay, that's last year. What about this year?
So this year, everyone's really been holding their breath to see what are the numbers going to be. Scientists and community members go out and count monarchs at Thanksgiving and at New Year's, and the official data has yet to be released, but researchers released the estimates at the summit that I went to this weekend.
All right, so what's the news?
Do you want the good news, the bad news, or the really bad news first?
Well, let's not go for the really bad news. Let's start with something else.
Well, the good news and the bad news are kind of related. The bad news is that estimates are showing that the numbers for this year's count are as low as last year's count. So we're not seeing a rebound from last year.
Okay, why are the numbers declining?
Well, a lot of the conference was dedicated to talking about that. And one scientist said, there's no one smoking gun here. But the big ones are habitat loss, their winter sites here on the coast are being developed, or farmland where they might breed or feed are being converted into housing developments, like in the Central Valley, for example. Mm-hmm. Pesticides are another big one. The caterpillars eat milkweed plants, and a lot of milkweed is contaminated by pesticides. And of course, the big one, climate change, dry and warmer conditions.
Okay, so I'm guessing the good news is that it's not getting better, but it's not getting worse either.
Yeah, exactly. So we didn't see a decline from last year. The numbers stayed roughly the same. They're stable. And that's good. That's promising. That gives scientists some hope. Another thing that I thought was interesting is one scientist said that it's good news that the decline isn't just caused by climate change, because, you know, when people hear climate change, we sort of feel like, well, there's nothing we can do about that. It feels inevitable. Mm. But the fact that the decline is also caused by habitat loss, there's something tangible that we can do about that, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The other good news is that people really care about this insect. I mean, more than 100 people got together and, you know, spent a weekend talking about what we can do to try to save this insect.
It was a monarch summit.
Right.
Who comes to a monarch summit? So tell us.
So it was a really interesting mix, actually. There were people from all over the country, from Massachusetts, San Diego. There was even someone from Hawaii, all gathered together in one room. There was a lot of monarch paraphernalia.
Ooh.
Yeah, I saw many monarch t-shirts, monarch earrings, monarch crocs, monarch cloaks, like a butterfly cloak, even a monarch bow tie.
Stylish.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. The really interesting thing was it wasn't just a conference of scientists. It was a mix of researchers and lay people, everything from, you know, community scientists, people who volunteer to count monarchs at their local park and contribute that data to science, to master gardeners who grow gardens that are beneficial for the monarchs. Mm-hmm. I even met a woman who has a side business raising monarchs to sell for release at weddings and funerals.
Oh.
So lots of different people. And what's interesting was there were definitely some clashes at times. I don't want to make it sound too controversial, but there was more drama than I would have expected at a butterfly summit.
Like, what kind of drama? What kind of drama can happen at a monarch summit?
So one of the controversies was around the milkweed plant, which the monarchs used to lay their eggs on. Mm. And most scientists discourage people from planting milkweed near the coast where the monarchs spend their winter, because if it's there, it could trigger the monarchs to lay their eggs in the middle of the winter too early. But planting milkweed is this really tangible thing that people can do, and you know, it makes them feel like they're helping. So some people were not happy to hear that they shouldn't be planting milkweed in coastal California. And mm-hmm. they kind of pushed back against the scientists on that one.
Mm,
so,
okay.
you know, I think this is what happens when you get people that are really enthusiastic and want to help in the room with scientists, mm-hmm. trying to hash out what everyone can really be doing that's actually going to help.
Yeah. Okay. And then you said there was some really bad news.
Right. So the really bad news I do want to point out is that monarchs get a lot of focus. This is something I've reported on before. And while they are in decline, there are a lot of other insects that are doing a lot worse. So one researcher at the conference shared data from this butterfly-wide survey that happens in California. It's actually one of the longest-running scientific studies done by a single individual. Mm. This scientist, Art Shapiro, runs a transect across Central California. So it's basically this line mm-hmm. from the Bay Area into the Sierra Nevada, and he travels along the line and counts butterflies at different points along the line.
Okay, what did that research find?
They found that at these sites, the monarchs are maybe doing like the 10th worst of all the butterflies there, mm. right? It depends on the site. But the point is that a lot of butterflies are doing worse than the monarchs. Butterflies we don't really talk a lot about, like the large marble, which is this large white butterfly, or the common sooty wing, which is this kind of drab butterfly. It's maybe not as pretty as the monarch, but it used to be really common in the Central Valley, and now it's almost gone.
So is it, why are we focusing on the monarch? Because it's beautiful?
I think it's big and it's beautiful. It has this great migration story. It used to be really, you know, sort of easy and mm. common to see. And mm-hmm. I don't know why exactly, but it pulls on people's heartstrings. Mm. And I just think it's important to remember the big picture, which is that insect populations in general aren't doing well, and we need to be looking at why.
And what's the consequence of that?
So many things. Insects are hugely important, even though we don't think about them a lot, right? They're pollinators. They pollinate our food plants and our wild plants. Insects eat things we want kept in check, and they're eaten by a lot of things, birds, bats, other mammals. Mm-hmm. And so it's just another example of the loss of biodiversity that we're seeing across the board, and monarchs are just one part of that.
Okay, well, thanks for keeping us updated on the monarchs, Marissa.
Of course. Thanks, Hannah.
Marissa Ortega-Welch is our science reporter. You can find more of her reporting on monarchs online at klw.org.